niillä kohalle ja kalaa. Kila kila omalila, leika rooselani, kua hivina niillä kohalle ja kalaa. Ahe ohula, leika ilima, tua hivina niillä.
Good morning, my friends. Nakai Evalu is where you are. And here's your chair right at our kitchen table, right next to Kaho'one Panoke.
Aloha kakahiaka kako, everyone, on the islands of Maui, Molokai, Lanai, Kauai, Hawaii Island, and of course, Oahu. Welcome and thank you for joining us this morning here at Nakai Evalu.
Vicky Holtakamine is here with her mamaki tea.
Good morning, everybody.
Can I try some of that tea?
Yes,
what is
sure.
it like? Any?
It's great.
Oh, it's kind of...
It has a little bit of honey. My friend COC makes honey. He's like, well, we're having problems with the bees now. Did you know that?
Oh, right.
But he makes honey, and so, you know, I bring his...
Oh, it's just
sells
nice.
He honey at Kapi'olani Community College, then the...
Farmer's Market,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm. Okay.
Saturday mornings.
Kind of herby, sweet flavor. That's a good tea. Yeah.
And healthy.
Really? What will it do for me?
You don't want me to describe that.
Okay. Hey, how was your week, Kahone?
My week was kind of exciting and not exciting because I spent a couple of days under the weather. But then I was able to attend my first Legislative Hawaiian Caucus meeting at the state legislature, which was very interesting to meet the House of Representative members as well as the Senate members who have now jointly come together to form a Legislative Hawaiian Caucus. And I think out of this legislature with our chair, Representative Mele Caro from Maui, that it'll be a great opportunity for Native Hawaiians to be able to share their mana'o and hopefully to convince the legislators to make decisions that we want that have positive impacts on our lives.
Wow, you had a busy week.
Yeah.
You do,
well,
huh?
I did too. I'm back at classes at UH Manoa. I teach hula there 4 days a week, and then it's also first week back at hula, so it was great to see my students. My keiki, aloha to my keiki class. I had to give them off this morning.
Oh, yes, because of our big
event. So all my kids are going to come down and meet us down at Kalakaua and Saratoga. First day in class, second day canceled because we're marching. Got to get out there and ku'e. So you join halau, you know. You join halau, you got to learn how to
We have
ku'e.
A ku'e halau.
That's right. We're out there selling T-shirts. We're organizing the marchers, making signs. So meet you down there at Kalakaua and Saratoga.
Immediately after the show.
10 a.m.
And we've got some great music ahead here on the program. Our guest today will be telling us how we can learn more about Hawaiian culture from the comfort of our own living room or even our own kitchen table. So stick with us. It's Nakai Evalu here for you. Thanks to Kamehameha Schools and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Always living on borrowed time. Yes, I will be here to hold your hand. Just close your eyes and sleep. I understand. You fly with angels above.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Sweet lay, oh, ina ole.
Evalu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian Islands, and that's what this program does every Saturday morning. Kaho'one panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa here, and we're talking to Kelly Dukalo. She's manager of Kamehameha School's Distance Learning Branch, and she's coming to us from Maui.
Aloha kakahi akakako.
Aloha.
Aloha. So, thank you for spending some time with us this Saturday morning. You know, we're all getting ready to go down and march at Kalakaua and Saratoga. Wish you were here.
That's right. That's right. I heard about that.
Yeah. So, you know, get out there in Kuʻe. So, Kelly, we want to talk to you a little bit about yourself and where you grew up. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm Kelly Dukalo, and I'm born and raised on Maui, still here. I attended St. Anthony High School. Previous to working at Kamehameha Schools, I taught at Walden High School in Wailuku. I joined Kamehameha Schools about 6 years ago, starting with teaching on their middle school campus, then moving over to their high school campus, which led me into their distance learning branch, where, like you said, I'm currently the manager.
Great. And married with Keiki?
Yes, yes. My husband, Kealii, is also a teacher, so we're a family of teachers. He's a Hawaiian history teacher at Baldwin High School, so he's still at Baldwin. And we have three boys. A'ali'i is 9, Ka'aimoku is 7, and Nahale is 3. And our sons attend the Hulakaiapuni o Maui. The elementary school is at Pa'ia. Intermediate school is at Kalama. And then high school, they go up to Kekaulike.
Oh, my Kailoa.
Well, I'm sure you got a busy Saturday ahead. Thank you so much for taking some time with us. Kamehameha School's distance learning programs are for adults, teens, and children. Learn online at your convenience. And we're going to tell you how. Find the links on our website, nakaievaluradio.com. It's all brought to you by Kamehameha Schools and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Across the channels, you're listening to Nakaiʻevalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Rain or shine, or both, it's always a great Hawaiian Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu. 8 to 10, every Saturday we bring you classic and contemporary Hawaiian music, you know, just so you can get your groove on. And then we sprinkle in mana'o, thoughts and ideas from the Hawaiian community. Today, Kamehameha School's distance learning branch is telling us about how adults, as well as teens, keiki, can learn online. You can do it too. Remember, the opinions expressed on this program are those of the speakers only, not of the sponsors or of the radio station you're listening to. Nakai Evalu's goal is to bring you great music and ideas for your consideration. Talk about it around your own kitchen table. Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools, here on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Kamehameha Publishing proudly presents a gripping tale of cultural kuleana by acclaimed author Lurleen Wailana McGregor in the new book, Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me. In the story, Hawaii-born Moana Covello leads a glamorous life in Los Angeles until tragedy strikes with a sudden death in her family and Moana's world capsizes. Her kupuna visits her in dreams and beckons her to return home. Moana's journey back uncovers secrets about her family and her kuleana, risking all that she's worked so hard to establish, her career, her lifestyle, and her relationships. Author Lurleen McGregor captures the familiar struggle of understanding ancestral responsibility and finding one's place in today's world. Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me is available at your local bookstores or online at kamehamehapublishing.org. Visit us for a range of products that amplify Hawaiian perspective.
Join Luna Lilo Home Saturday, January 31st, as they celebrate the 174th anniversary of the birth of William Charles Luna Lilo with a traditional Hawaiian luau. Tickets are available now to enjoy Hawaiian food complete with lalau, kalua pig, poi, haupia, and more. Order your Hawaiian plate for takeout or stay and enjoy your lunch with live entertainment from Ku'uwipo Kumukahi. Olu Nape. And Mel V. Lead. The annual Luna Lilo Home Luau is Saturday, January 31st. Call 395-1000 to get your tickets today. Proceeds from the luau support Luna Lilo Home. Luna Lilo Home was established in 1883 by King Luna Lilo and now provides residential care, adult daycare, temporary care, and meals for home delivery or pickup to all senior members of the community. Call 395-1000 for luau tickets.
Honey, you know I love you, right?
Yes.
Well, we've been together a while now, and I think it's time.
Are you asking me to...
Here I go.
I can't believe this is happening.
Jen, would you like a bite of my haupia pie?
What?
A taste worth sharing. McDonald's haupia pie, made with a sweet, creamy coconut filling in a crispy golden brown pastry. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
In the bedroom, lay
old-fashioned world. Take me to the house where the lights are on or all night. Take me to the paradise of celluloid extrude, because someone's got a camera in my neighborhood. Then my intuition tells me that it ain't so good. I want to see the purpose of the makeup and the skin cream.
Starting your weekend the Hawaiian way with Nakai Evalu. Vicky Holt-Takamine here, Kaho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa, and our guest today is Kelly Dukilo on Maui. She's manager of Kamehameha School's distance learning program.
So Kelly, on under the online distance program, you have many different programs, or several different programs that our listeners can sign up for.
Right, we do. We actually have one for high school students called Ike Hawaii. We have our A'umakua program, which is for any parent, caregiver, educator, or any adult interested in learning Hawaiian culture and Hawaiian language. And we also have some professional development for teachers who would like to integrate online curriculum into their classes.
What kind of subjects do you folks study on under the high school program?
All of our courses and all programs are focused on Hawaiian culture, Hawaiian history. In our Ike Hawaii program, we have Hawaiian history, Hawaiian culture, Hawaiian Pacific literature, and a Hawaiian leaders past and present course. So they're all semester courses, all aligned to national standards, entirely online with a mid-semester Huaka'i opportunity, so a field trip opportunity for the high school students.
So how do we go field trip online?
Good question. All of our Huaka'i are on Oahu. So the students there, we all get together. We've gone to Punalu'ulo'i, we've gone to Heia, Fish Pond. And what we do is we fly in our neighbor island students, and we've actually just opened it up to continental United States students too. So for the continental students, we do virtual Huaka'i, virtual field trips. So they can go online and we build interactive websites for them to look at. We put music on their videos. So we try and provide an opportunity for all students, even though they may not be physically living in Hawaii. And I think that's one of the best things about distance learning. Really anytime, any place, and it's at your own pace, kind of.
That's great.
How many people are taking advantage of this so far, Kelly?
For our high school, our Ike Hawaii program, we service about 30 to 40 students a semester, and it's open to all DOE, charter schools, private. And again, we also encourage even continental students to apply. So Yeah, they could all get semester credit for any one of our courses.
And you have adult programs, too. In fact, there's a new course coming up in March, so well, let's find out more about that from Kelly in our next break. And Kelly said she's got a discount code for us, too. Save you some money on these programs. By the way, they cost $25 or less. And with this discount code, you're really going to be saving some money. So hang in with us. It's Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools every Saturday here on the Visionary Radio Network.
We're about to say, you see, we're on a mission, trying to find a way. If you and me make a guarantee to spread a little aloha around the world, and I know we can work
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai E Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Don't lose your way with each passing day. You've come
come so far. Don't throw it away. Live believing. Dreams are for weaving. Wonders are waiting to start. Live your story. Faith, hope, and glory. Hold to the truth in your
kids in the car? Well, thanks for having us along too. Nakai Evalu statewide. So we're thinking of you actually getting underway there in Hanapepe. Or maybe you're in Kona going to Costco today. We got you covered with the great Hawaiian music all the way. Vicky Holt Takamine, Kahoone Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here with our guest Kelly Dukalo on Maui, who's manager of Kamehameha School's distance learning branch.
You know, I know that everybody on Oahu is heading down to Kalakau and Saratoga to march with me and Kaho'one on this Kui Kapono March and Rally for our ceded lands issues. So I know you're all on your way down there. I'll meet you there. Don't think that I'm not coming just because I'm on the radio. We're here with Kelly Dukalo, and she is in charge of, and she's a coordinator of, the online distance program at Kamehameha School. So you do not have to go into the classroom. You can take this online, hook up your computer, and Kelly's going to tell us a little bit about how we can do that.
Yes, for all of our programs, for our Ike Hawaii High School program, for our A'umakua program, that's for parent caregivers and any adult interested in Hawaiian culture and language, you can go to our website, which I think will be linked to your website, and all of the information for registration for our programs are there. For our A'omakua program, though, we do have a special going on right now for all our listeners, and it's 60% off. So any course that they register for up until January 20th, so they have the weekend to register, will only be $10. So this is a great chance for all the adults who've kind of been thinking about maybe trying out distance learning, not sure, they should give our A'omakua courses a try for just $10.
And you have a new course that's coming out. It's called Malama Aina. Can
we
you tell
do.
Us a little bit about
we
that?
Do. Our Malama Aina course is coming out in March. First time it's going to be offered. And we are focusing on traditional sustainability issues, moving into kind of current practices, so focusing on people who currently practice Malama Aina, and then encouraging people to kind of look at where they're at and to get involved and to do their part also.
So does that mean actually caring for, when you say sustainability, it's not, we're not going, are we planting, are we having a little garden, or are we just going to Malama the places that we live in?
A little bit of both, a little bit of both. So we cover both in the course. And we, in the traditional section, we kind of go over the whole Ahupua'a system, and we look at how our kupuna, they lived a sustainable life. So it was nothing new for them to go green like it is now. We all talk about we're all going to go green. And we kind of look at that, those traditions, and we take that and relate it to what's happening right now, where we're at, whether we live in Hawaii, whether we live in the continent. And then we go into our final section where we really encourage our participants to share everything they've learned, share all the traditional practices, share about people who are continuing, who are perpetuating that practices, and to go out and to do whatever they, however, you know, they can contribute to that Malama Aina, whether it's planting or whether it's recycling or just looking in their communities and becoming involved.
We're talking with Kelly Ducalo, who's manager of Kamehameha School's Distance Learning Branch, and she's describing A'omakua, the programs they have for adults online. 60% off special going on. If you'd like to find out more, check our website, nakaievaluradio.com. Coming up, we're going to talk to someone who actually took one of these online courses and lived to tell the tale. Nakai Evalu, brought to you by Kamehameha Schools and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs here on the Visionary Radio Network.
All is fair in love. Love's a crazy game. Two people vow to stay. But all this change with time, the future none can see. Ahead lies mystery. Fate's a chance. It's either good or bad. I toss my coin to say.
to write the words again, that all in love is
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's only statewide FM radio magazine, the best classic and contemporary Hawaiian music and conversation. It's a great way to start the weekend. Kaho'one Panoke here, Vicky Holt Takamine. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and today we're finding out about Kamehameha School's distance learning programs. They're designed for parents, caregivers, any adults, even teens and keiki who are interested in Hawaiian culture. You can access all of this from your own kitchen table, or you can learn as a family. The newest course is starting up in March, Malama'aina. Now, we all know sustainability is a big buzzword now, right? You can learn how the Hawaiians lived it. And for adults, every month there's a different subject, and the cost is $25 or less. If you want to find out more, check nakaievaluradio.com for links. What is it really like to take a course? We're going to talk with someone who did it and survived. So he loved it too. Thanks for your company this morning on Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Kamehameha Publishing proudly presents a gripping tale of cultural kuleana by acclaimed author Lurleen Wailana McGregor in the new book, Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me. In the story, Hawaii-born Moana Covello leads a glamorous life in Los Angeles until tragedy strikes with a sudden death in her family and Moana's world capsizes. Her kupuna visits her in dreams and beckons her to return home. Moana's journey back uncovers secrets about her family and her kuleana, risking all that she's worked so hard to establish, her career, her lifestyle, and her relationships. Author Lurleen McGregor captures the familiar struggle of understanding ancestral responsibility and finding one's place in today's world. Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me is available at your local bookstores or online at kamehamehapublishing.org. Visit us for a range of products that amplify Hawaiian perspective.
Join Luna Lila Home Saturday, January 31st, as they celebrate the 174th anniversary of the birth of William Charles Luna Lilo with a traditional Hawaiian luau. Tickets are available now to enjoy Hawaiian food complete with lalau, kalua pig, poi, haupia, and more. Order your Hawaiian plate for takeout or stay and enjoy your lunch with live entertainment from Ku'uwipo Kumukahi. Olunape. And Mel V. Lead. The annual Luna Lilo Home Luau is Saturday, January 31st. Call 395-1000 to get your tickets today. Proceeds from the luau support Luna Lilo Home. Luna Lilo Home was established in 1883 by King Luna Lilo and now provides residential care, adult daycare, temporary care, and meals for home delivery or pickup to all senior members of the community. Call 395-1000 for luau tickets.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
She sins along like air. That's when she asked me, and do I look alright? And I say yes, you look wonderful tonight, girl, tonight. We go to a party.
Welcome to our kitchen table this morning. Beautiful Saturday morning, and I smell your Portuguese sausage frying in Hilo.
And I want some.
Yeah, pass it over to Kahoone. Kahoone Panoke here at the table, Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa, and our guest right now, Filippo Arnold. He's here because he's a participant in Kamehameha School's distance learning.
Aloha, Filippo, and welcome to Nakai Evalu.
Aloha.
Mahalo.
It's nice to have you here with us this morning, and it's great to see you again after all these years, a class of graduate of 1963, and was very much involved with the ROTC program at Kamehameha when I was there as a student.
Aye.
And I know you've been on the continent and doing some traveling. Tell us a little bit about you. What have you done?
Since Kamehameha?
Yeah, and where have you traveled?
Well, let me go back before Kamehameha. Actually, I was born on Oahu in Kapuhulu, and then we moved with Grandpa down to Haula. Mm-hmm. Then we moved over to Ka'ava, which I consider to be my Ku'u'one Hanau, and then completed Ka'ava, which is on the list to be closed, one of the elementary schools.
Yes.
Hope they don't close it. But I left then and started at Kamehameha at seventh grade. And then graduated in 1963, then left the islands to go to New York, upstate New York, to Hartwick College, and graduated with a BA degree. Did a stint in Vietnam. Then when I came back, brief period in Hawaii, and then returned to the East Coast and settled in Connecticut. And then entered into the financial arena, and then ended my career as a senior vice president at the largest bank in Connecticut there. And then returned home to Hawaii for retirement. And I established three goals for my retirement, one of which was learn the ukulele, and two was to do a lot of travel, and the third was to reconnect with my Hawaiian culture, since I'd been in Connecticut for over 30-something years.
Wow.
And although I came back and forth, you never really get in touch with your culture there. So I decided to do that, and then entered into an immersion school taught by Ipulani Vaughn called Ke Alaleo, and took that for a year and a half and learned quite a bit about it. And then had a dropout because I was traveling and I was going to be away so long, and that I didn't have, would be losing some of the classes here. And then I saw this opportunity open in June of 2007 at Kamehameha School's Distant Learning called the A'omokua program. And I grabbed onto that right away and started the classes there. And to date, I've taken five of the courses, and they offered three of them have to do with the Hawaiian language. And it was very easy to navigate the computer system. First of all, you have to have a computer, make sure it's plugged in. But Kamehameha School has the technical supports to show you how easy it is to sign up for the class. And and that ease makes it so much easier to do it.
Oh, well, gee, I can do it too. I mean, you could have done this from Connecticut.
Actually, we did have a participant, I think, from Sweden and from France and from Spain and Mexico on the class.
Oh, internationally.
Yes.
So if you're in Waimea or here on Oahu, we want to get you, we want to tell you about how you can learn about Hawaiian culture online through Kamehameha School's distance learning. What classes are there? How much does it cost? And what is it really like to take an online course? That's coming up here on Nakai Evalu. Brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Kapua I luna ea, no kapa akea e makua. Haina ia mai kapua nei he o kalani kāwika he inoa la. Ea, 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 ea. Haina mai kapua nei.
Maya, Kalandika Vika Einoa. Aina mai kapua na hea, Kalandika Vika Einoa.
For tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
I just saw you then with just one stare, broke my heart in two. Now I'm not the same, I'm a bit insane, call it love for you. But I would be alright every day and night, you could stay with me. Every time you go, gonna let you know, causes me to be just a little bit crazy without you. What am I gonna do? Said I'm crazy without you. Things you put me through. Just to hear your name, what am I gonna do? But I would be alright every day and night, you could stay with me. Every time you go, gonna let you know, causes me to be just a little bit crazy, 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 crazy. Crazy, crazy.
You're We're starting your weekend the Hawaiian way with Nakai Evalu, classic and contemporary Hawaiian music and conversation around the kitchen table. Here, look, we got a chair for you. Kaho'one Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa here with Pilipo Arnold, a distance learning student, and we're finding out how he does it.
So, Pilipo, what courses have you taken, and walk our radio listeners through one from the beginning to the end?
Certainly. The first class that I signed up with, the A'umakua program, was called the Ola Ka Ohana. And that one, basically the focus was on one's genealogy or mo'oku auhau. And it was important for people to learn where they came from, who they are. And the course showed you how to do your own mo'oku auhau. It gave a valuable resources for you to go into that you can search out. It's all on the class there. And every class is structured where they have a kamole, which is the roots, then you have the kekumu, the tree, and you have the kahua. Within each of those sections, for each class you take, there are activities required, some are optional, for you to complete the course on that one. But the first one was the kaola ohana, having to do find out where you come from, who are you? And that was an eye-opener for me. And the next class after that followed through had to do with the Pili Ohana. And the Pili Ohana area focused in on putting your, following through with the first class, was putting a puke together of your genealogy. And the ease of using the computer to set up your puke with pictures that everyone in the class can have access to look at. So you could put down your mother, your father, your brother, whoever you want to on your puke. And it was a very interesting experience. And then the third one that followed through was Ku'u Wahi Noho. And it talks about where do you live. And it started introducing the Pahuain patterns, the Aya pattern. The Maka'au'au Akau, Maka'au'au Hema, Malalo, Maluna, all of those, and done in such a fashion that you can take that information and share it with your ohana. And there were some activities done in there. For example, we're all familiar with the game bingo. Well, look at bingo this way. At the top of the line, instead of saying bingo, it's imua. So you need to know, pronounce it E. So if I said E, Iwakulu Kumamakolu, you better know your numbers as to what you put it down on, and you can share it with your family to do that. There were many other activities that you could take and share it with your families in these courses.
Oh, that is so neat. Do you have to be Hawaiian to take the course?
You have to be Hawaiian in spirit to do it.
Cool.
No blood.
Way cool. And their courses, different courses every month. We're learning about Kamehameha School's A'omakua distance learning program for adults here. Are you interested in Hawaiian culture? There are different classes all the time. You can log on at your convenience, and the cost is $25 on down. And there is a discount code available too, along with the links at nakaievaluradio.com. That's where you are here. Brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Naniva le e kaua a o ko o ula ki lihune.
Okay, I knew.
Hawaii's only statewide FM radio magazine, a fresh breeze for your Saturday morning. If you're at work right now, well, we're glad to be there with you. You need the music. And when you go home, why not check out our website, nakaievaluradio.com, for links to past programs and to how you can find out more about Kamehameha School's distance learning. We're talking to Pilipo Arnold about that right now.
Aloha, Pilipo. I have a couple questions. You know, when you're taking your classes, are you looking at the teacher on the screen, or is this, I mean, do you just sign up for any time of the day, or these classes at a set hour?
Actually, Vicki, that's a very good question. When you do open up and you start the lesson program, there is an animated person that actually speaks to you. It's a kupuna or instructor.
No, wait. Animated like in a cartoon character, animated?
Like
a real person?
Not a real person. It's an animated person that's really very sophisticated. It just looks like just like your kupuna. That's some sections of that. And they give you all the instructions that you follow. There are also some activities in there that your instructor does, in fact, come on. There are also videos to illustrate a demonstration. For instance, a ku'u ho'one hanao right now. There was a group of kupunas that sang songs. I mean, that's not animated. They're real live person.
Okay.
And they sang their songs with ukulele, talking about the Moloka'i Nui Ahina and where they were born, all of these things. And they're explaining their connection to the land. And if anything, what I learned from that class is, always remember, you're walking on the shoulders of your ancestors in that particular course right there. So to answer your question specifically, yes, you have both animated, which is terrific, by the way, and real live person.
Do you have, is there any time where you have an interaction? Like I'm looking at, you know, Oprah has Skype and then Google has video chat.
Yes, there is. And one of the courses is that, for instance, you had to do your mo'oku auhau and you had to do it in Hawaiian. You needed to voice record it over. And then you can hear not only yours, but everybody else's. And also you hear instructions from your kumu in the class, how well you did on that, and with the critique. And Kelly was one of my instructors on that. Excellent.
Great to hear from Kelly Ducalo earlier today from Maui. We're talking about Kamehameha School's distance learning programs for adults, for teens, and for children. Find the links on our website, nakaievaluradio.com. We're brought to you every Saturday morning from 8 to 10 by Kamehameha Schools and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, right here on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Kamehameha Publishing proudly presents a gripping tale of cultural kuleana by acclaimed author Lurleen Wailana McGregor in the new book, Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me. In the story, Hawaii-born Moana Covello leads a glamorous life in Los Angeles until tragedy strikes with a sudden death in her family and Moana's world capsizes. Her kupuna visits her in dreams and beckons her to return home. Moana's journey back uncovers secrets about her family and her kuleana, risking all that she's worked so hard to establish, her career, her lifestyle, and her relationships. Author Lurleen McGregor captures the familiar struggle of understanding ancestral responsibility and finding one's place in today's world. Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me is available at your local bookstores or online at kamehamehapublishing.org. Visit us for a range of products that amplify Hawaiian perspective.
Mmm, so juicy, tender, and delicious. They should just call it McDonald's Southern Style. Makes you want to get more chicken.
Ooh, I know. How about McDonald's Southern Style makes you want to get one for your best friend chicken, huh?
Nah, I like mine better.
Get your fill of McDonald's Southern Style Chicken Biscuit and Sandwich, a lightly breaded and seasoned chicken breast, served for breakfast on a flaky buttermilk biscuit, and for lunch and dinner on a steamed sandwich bun at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Once I thought she'd really be me.
silly games were really heard and true for you, lad, chase a rainbow. But now I'd met the moon was full along the shore, just me and you and a starry sky. Wish I could sleep without you, but sleep brings back the memories of falling in
Evalu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands, which is what we do every Saturday morning here on the Visionary Radio Network. Vicky Holt Takamine, Kaho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa, and we're talking this morning about Kamehameha School's distance learning possibilities for you. Chad Lovell's here with us now. He's a communication specialist for Kamehameha Schools.
Aloha, Chad, and welcome to Nakai Evalu.
Aloha. Thank you for having me
this
morning.
How are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling very awake this morning.
Very awake.
Yes, we got the rally going on in Waikiki, inviting everybody to come out and show up.
Yes, absolutely. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Chad.
I was born and raised on Oahu in Kailua. I attended Kamehameha schools from kindergarten until I graduated. I graduated in 1991, went on to college in Iowa, finished at UH Manoa, and worked in the television industry for a while, and now I'm at Kamehameha Schools on the other side of the fence, helping in communications and public relations.
I bet you have a busy day all the time at Kamehameha with all these programs.
Always, always exciting. Absolutely.
So, Chad, we've been talking about the programs that you have for A'omakua, and how do we incorporate the keiki? Because we don't have a specific program for the keiki. We have a teenagers program and an adults program. So how do the kids get involved?
That's one of the best things about the A'omakua program. Although it's geared toward adults, a lot of the exercises encourage the parents, the grandparents, to involve the keiki in the program. One exercise, it incorporates art elements, and it's teaching the kids language and art skills. And so at the end of the exercise, together, the parent and the child produce this work of art. So that's just one example. But also, a lot of our keiki attend immersion schools. They're taking Hawaiian language in school. And so this helps the parents communicate with them when they come home from school, so they can have that interaction at home together and really bridge those two generations together. So lots of benefits to this online program.
That's great. And Can you remind us about the discount coupon now?
Absolutely. You have this weekend to register for any of the programs offered through A'omakua. The discount code is radio09, and program will cost just $10. So you have until January 20th to sign up. So go do it.
Yes, I'm going to have to send that to my son in Hilo because, you know, La'akea is in Punanaleo or
awesome.
Hilo. And so James has to bone up on his Hawaiian language.
He can do it online. If you're interested in Hawaiian culture, learn online at your leisure with Kamehameha School's distance learning programs. Only $10 per class if you register before January 20th. So if you're interested, check nakaievaluradio.com. We got all the links for you there. Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday morning on the Visionary Radio Network by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools.
Say goodbye.
Across the channels, you're listening to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Well, it's Saturday night. Where is everybody? Where's my baby? Got in town a month ago. Seen a lot of girls since then. If I could find them, I could get them. What is it? I haven't met them. It's how I'm in the state I'm in. Oh, another Saturday night. I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Another fella told me got a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Oh, another Saturday night. I ain't got nobody. I've got some money cause I just got paid. How I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way.
my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Oh, another Saturday night. I ain't got nobody.
I got some money,
cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Oh, another Saturday night. I ain't got nobody.
I got some money,
cause I just got paid.
Now how I wish
I had someone to talk to.
I'm in an awful way.
Oh, another Saturday night.
We're starting our weekend the Hawaiian way with Nakai Evalu. Kahoone Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here, and Vicky Holt Takamine's got our Olelo no Eau.
Our Olelo no Eau are the wise sayings or proverbs from our kupuna that have been handed down from generation to generation. And so we've selected this one collectively. It is Heali Ika'aina Hekawa Kekanaka. The land has no need for man, but man needs the land. So we talked a little bit about sustainability earlier and about caring for the land with Kelly. And this particular one speaks right to that new course that your online distance learning program is going to offer, Malama Aina.
Absolutely. Malama Aina for the first time will be offered in March. And so we encourage anyone who's interested in land sustainability. These are very current issues that the whole state is dealing with, to check it out and see what it's all about.
As a matter of fact, I think this Olelo no Eau is very befitting for the march and rally that's taking place in a couple of minutes.
That's right.
Everybody's
gathering
now.
I think that message
now
needs to be sent to the governor
the
attorney general.
The land is the ali'i.
The land
and
is
we
the
are
ali'i.
Its servants.
Exactly.
Would you say that again?
He ali'i ka'aina he kawa kakanaka.
Nakai Evalu, coming to you every Saturday morning. The perfect way to start a Hawaiian weekend.
Me hokuloi ka iu, iu iu na
Kai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
I could be the one you're waiting for. Be the only one to love you like before. You know that we both made mistakes. We fooled around and played around and strayed along the way. Maybe we just need a second chance. I really think that we can make it last. Marvin Gaye on the stereo. I know we could fall in love again. Lock the door, throw away the key. No one else, just you and me. Make tonight a reality. I know we could fall in love again.
Kai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, statewide, with Kahoʻone Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa here and we've got a big rally coming up this afternoon that Kahone and Vicky are pretty excited about. It involves ceded lands, which, if you recall, are former Hawaiian government lands that have been transferred to the state of Hawaii. Well, the state moved to sell 500 acres of these ceded lands on Maui several years ago. Four plaintiffs sued the state to prevent that sale, claiming the state does not own the land. The land's simply held in trust. The Hawaii Supreme Court agreed with the plaintiffs, and now Governor Lingle and Attorney General Mark Bennett are appealing that decision to the U.S. Supreme Court, which will hear the case February 25th. Kahone, Vicky, why is this also important?
Well, they're going to take the 500 acres initially and sell it to a private developer, which moves it out of our trust. The trust was set up to benefit everyone, including Native Hawaiians. Now, once you move that out into private property, it does not also serve our community, not the rest of the state or Hawaiians. So it's not just Native Hawaiians that are going to be at risk. It's the entire state of Hawaii.
And when you think about it, with all of the issues that have been going on over the 115 years, this perhaps is the largest issue that could have the most negative impact, not only on Native Hawaiians, but all of Hawaii. So we need to have everybody come out this morning. After this radio show, join us down there. We'll be at Kalakaua and Saratoga, lining up and ready to march down Kalakaua Avenue at 10 a.m. We're going to end at Kapi'olani Park. And the rally will start at 11:30 a.m. We have Sudden Rush. We have John Osorio is going to be performing as well. We also will have
Kupa'aina, Halau Hula.
And Halau Hula. And it's going to be an afternoon of people speaking to us in various capacities, and just making sure that everybody understands that this whole issue of marching is to get the governor and the attorney general to withdraw the appeal, and to also get our Hawaii state legislators to support a legislation on moratorium of these lands so that we can hold it. We know that there's many other discussions that need to take place, but right now the issue is moratorium on the lands, not allowing the state to either sell or transfer these lands.
Don't forget to wear your red shirt, 10 o'clock.
And thank you for your company around the kitchen table today. And Chad to talk about distance learning.
Mahalo, Noe, Kahone, and Auntie Vicky for having us here this morning. And have a great weekend, and good luck with your event today.
If you're interested, log on to our website, nakaievaluradio.com, and we'll have the discount code right there for you, too. We're here Saturdays, 8 till 10. I'm Noe Tanigawa with Vicky Hotakamine and Kahone Panoke. Nakaievalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools, brought to you with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. That is today's Kumu, 94.7 on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, The Surf, 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach, 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK, 102.3 Molokai. Aloha.
Aloha.
Ahui ho.
Aloha.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Kamehameha Publishing proudly presents a gripping tale of cultural kuleana by acclaimed author Lurline Wailana McGregor in the new book, Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me. In the story, Hawaii-born Moana Covello leads a glamorous life in Los Angeles until tragedy strikes with a sudden death in her family and Moana's world capsizes. Her kupuna visits her in dreams and beckons her to return home. Moana's journey back uncovers secrets about her family and her kuleana, risking all that she's worked so hard to establish, her career, her lifestyle, and her relationships. Author Lurline McGregor captures the familiar struggle of understanding ancestral responsibility and finding one's place in today's world. Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me is available at your local bookstores or online at kamehamehapublishing.org. Visit us for a range of products that amplify Hawaiian perspective.
Join Luna Lilo Home Saturday, January 31st, as they celebrate the 174th anniversary of the birth of William Charles Luna Lilo with a traditional Hawaiian luau. Tickets are available now to enjoy Hawaiian food complete with lalau, kalua pig, poi, haupia, and more. Order your Hawaiian plate for takeout or stay and enjoy your lunch with live entertainment from Ku'uwipo Kumukahi. Olunape. And Melvin Lead. The annual Luna Lilo Home Luau is Saturday, January 31st. Call 395-1000 to get your tickets today. Proceeds from the luau support Luna Lilo Home. Luna Lilo Home was established in 1883 by King Luna Lilo and now provides residential care, adult daycare, temporary care, and meals for home delivery or pickup to all senior members of the community. Call 395-1000 for luau tickets.